NBA insider himself on the line with us, Mr. Nicholas Lane. Always a great conversation when my man calls in. Appreciate everybody that's in the comments and listening on the YouTube and you know, Facebook, but and Twitch. We still got my guy, you know, listening on Twitch. So you know, that's great. But we're gonna continue the conversation here. Me and William is gonna get into some NFL. We'll talk about, you know, the upcoming games. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so we'll talk about the games coming up this weekend, starting with tomorrow night's game, and then we'll give you, you know, our picks as well for those games, and then kind of, you know, have another conversation on you know, NFL on our way out. So let's go ahead and get into it. So this Thursday, which is tomorrow, first of all, before I even you know, ask anything, I'm gonna ask you a question. So far this season, what have you thought about these games on Amazon Prime? Thank you. I figured you know, that'd be the response that I got, because boy, laughing like the Joker over here. Hey, you know what? It's almost so fast. I just gotta hear myself laugh. Hey, hold on. Let me make a phone call to Kawhi Leonard. See what he thinks about it. But yeah, man.
Debo, when you were in high school, yeah, because you graduated a year before I did, and everything. So I mean, you know, we pretty much went to high school around the same time. Did you guys ever have like a media center or something like that, where people that were interested in broadcast journalism could like go and everything, and maybe they did like, I don't know, like maybe like a little 10-15 minute show at the beginning of the school day or something like that. You remember, like, the classrooms had those TVs that were always mounted into the corner and yeah, everything and yeah, all that. Did you guys ever have anything like that?
Yeah, we did. We did have.
Okay. All right. Debo, I've seen better production out of those, out of a high school production team than I have out of Amazon. For being a multi-billion-dollar company that is trying to get, that is trying to make a footprint in the sports world, like they are, man, they better step their game up, because their production has been laughable. I mean, through and through, laughable. There was one game where I could barely hear the crowd. The production is trash. I'm sorry. I'll be honest with you, man. I watched that first Amazon game, and that was it. And I'll be honest with you, the only other Thursday night game I plan on watching is the Buccaneers one.
Well, you're not going to get anything out of me, man, because for a while now I've been very open about the broadcast on the network, and just saying it's just not, you know, acceptable what we're seeing from a quality standpoint. It's just terrible. And I don't know what they could do. You sign an exclusive right deal for X amount of years, and unless, you know, somebody come out and takes you off of that, that's what it's going to be, man. So,
Well, then I guess I'm back to watch a one Thursday night game a year, and that's the Buccaneers one.
Yeah, they haven't been that good. They haven't been that good at all, man, which, you know, surprising, but they haven't really been that good.
Well, when you're talking about one of the number one, or I'm sorry, one of the top media companies that are out there, because let's face it, the only other media conglomerate, well, actually, I guess I would say two, is Viacom, and then you have Disney. Then it goes to Amazon.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't get this, because their original TV shows and stuff like that, they're fine. So, what's the deal with their Thursday night thing? I mean, if I was them, I would go to whoever it was that was producing the Thursday night games that were on, what was it on the NFL Network? Is that where they were at before? Anyways, I would actually go back to that entire production team, and I would be like, hey, look, we will pay you X amount of dollars to come over here and continue to produce the Thursday night stuff. I mean, obviously they would have to work out something with whatever company they're working for or what have you, but yeah, they need to set their game up, because I'm sorry, but this has been a joke.
Yeah, it has been, man. I was joking about it this past weekend. You know, it's been bad. It's been bad. And, you know, having to Hansel? I think. I'm not sure. But, take care of the business and allowing the things to happen the way it did, you know, you really can't. Yeah, but you know, I think let me see here. I was just reading something. Lost my train of thought. Hold on. Yeah, so what we're going to do now, let me see if I got it so right. All right, so we got about 10, 15 minutes left, so we're going to run down the list real quick at some of these games and give you our opinion. All right, so where's my screen, man? I just lost my screen. Oh, that. Where is it? So we got a score. We got a score update here. Minnesota 34, Lakers 35. Minnesota, you know, hitting some shots, keeping it close. So we'll see. All right. So. All right. So. Let's jump back and let's get into, you know, the games. We spoke our piece on the Amazon Prime broadcast. I think it's the most trash football park, you know, broadcast that I've ever seen, especially with all the money that, you know, Amazon got. You would think they'll be able to put together a quality cast, but it's not being good. It's been pretty bad. So. I'm in the same boat with my guy from let's go with the let's start with the first game on the docket, and then we'll just go down the list and, you know, just give us your pick. All right, so first game tomorrow night, Washington, Chicago. What you think about that?
Actually, I think Washington takes it. Chicago is just not a good team. Justin Fields is kind of falling into that whole Ohio State type thing, as far as quarterbacks go and everything, and that is, you know, these Ohio State quarterbacks, they're great in college, and they come to the NFL, and they don't really do anything. This is not his rookie year. This is his second year, and he still looks puzzled out there. He really does. I believe that Washington is probably a little more polished team than what Chicago is.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, Prime Video got to do better. So, what was your pick for tomorrow between Washington and Chicago?
Washington.
All right. Sunday's matchups, and I'm taking Washington tomorrow night as well. Chicago's just, yeah, whatever. Just not, you know, good enough for running back in that situation. Too many piled up tackles. So, let's see. San Francisco, you got San Fran at Atlanta. What you think about that?
Wait, now which game is this?
San Francisco, Atlanta.
Honestly, San Francisco. Sorry, they're a better coach team.
Yeah. Yep. I would agree with you on that one. All right, so next one is, should I do that one? Yeah, okay. All right, so next spot, you got New England and Cleveland.
This is where this is where my first upset's going to be. I think Cleveland beats New England. I don't think New England really has found that answer at quarterback.
Understandable.
And what about you? Who are you going with?
I am going with probably New England. Yeah, I'd go with New England.
Okay.
I'd go with New England. I just think New England, you know, you're going for the upset, and you got it right because, you know, the game's been a lot real, you know, tight leading up to this game. So, you know, you got two even teams that's probably, you know, going at each other. Yep. All right, so next game is some good games this week. New York, Green Bay. I already know, but, you know.
New York, Green Bay.
Yeah,
Jets. Man, you can't count out Rodgers. I'm honestly going to have to go with Green Bay, and strictly because of Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so mine is Green Bay. No explanation. Green Bay. All right, so fifth, Jacksonville, Indianapolis.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis?
Yep, Jacksonville, Indianapolis.
This is strictly a hunch, and that's all this is. It's a hunch, but I'm gonna go Jacksonville.
Okay, well, hey, that wouldn't be a disappointment. I mean, Jacksonville is playing some, you know, really confident football right now too. So, Indianapolis. Yeah. All right, so Minnesota at Miami. I'm taking Minnesota. Miami just got too much, you know, going on injuries. So. All right, so let's see other games. Miami, Minnesota, Chance. Cincinnati, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh. Okay.
Well, I do think Minnesota is going to beat Miami. I actually think Tampa will actually take one away from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that could possibly happen.
All What's your thoughts on this whole Matt Rhule firing?
I think, you know, Carolina gave him so much time to, you know, actually bond with players and stuff like that. And then, you know, them seeing, you know, what some of these other younger coaches are doing, you know, just add more fuel to the fire.
Well, I'll be completely honest with you. I almost kind of think that Matt Rhule kind of tanked. I think he wanted to be fired. I think he wants to go back to college.
Yeah. Where we at? Minnesota, Miami. That's a seem like a good. It's a lot of good games. Minnesota, Miami, Cincinnati, New Orleans, Baltimore, New York. Obviously, Bucks, Pittsburgh. Oh yeah, yeah, we're in trouble. Let me see. Yep, so let's see. Cincinnati, New Orleans, another good game. Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, new good game. Carolina, New Orleans, it's the last four. They don't care. Yeah, they don't care. So let's see. Where we at? 11. So that's it, man. Nearly at the end. We got to touch on those previous week shows a lot earlier. I wanna definitely get them. Yeah, so yep, so ladies and gentlemen, and myself and William always do coming in here, man, appreciate everybody tuning in, listening and listening to us bet. So we want to send a shout out to everybody listening. Appreciate y'all tuning in and listening. And we'll be back same place, same time next week here on the Rat Pack Sports Show. Again, it is 11, and we got to sign out because I got to take care of some stuff on this computer with different tracks getting uploaded and everything like that. So, all right. So, is Cleveland playing? Hold on, let me look at this. Cleveland, where is it? Oh, yeah. All right. Colts. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here, man. It is 11. I don't want to run it too far over because we are on the live stream and all that stuff is, you know, connected. So we're going to get on out, come back, and give you the best days in sports talk and entertainment again next weekend. And also, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday we will be back on Sunday nights. We will be back on Sunday nights starting this week. So definitely be back on it. So my man, Mr. William Grace, as always, man, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate my man, Nikki Buckets. Always. Nikki Buckets for calling in as well. It's always a pleasure having him call into the show. And with that being said, we're going to get on up out of here for this week. We will see everybody next week. And make sure that you guys tuned in. So with that being said, I'm Debo. That's my man, Mr. William Grazer on the line. Shout out to Nicholas Lane, a.k.a. Fantasy Football Insider for the Rat Pack. And appreciate y'all. And we will see you guys on the other side. This is the Rat Pack Sports Show signing out for this week, man. We'll see you. Peace.
Peace.